You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
I got to be honest, I didn't know Rob still had it in him. I haven't heard him scream in 6 years.
My lungs hurt.
I mean, it's been so long since Rob screamed, I don't remember what it was about. I think he was pissed that Dominic Hasek might be coming back.
Oh, stop.
That's the last time I heard Rob go, Dominic Hasek! What are you doing?
All right, 248-848-1130. Any comments? Anybody not bothered by this?
You know, we'll get more into the story.
Adam Silver.
I told you I've got a dichotomy. It's going to piss you off even more.
All right, let's get
wait till you hear this.
Let's get you caught up first. It's time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in Detroit. Go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers. His name, the man, Mark Wilson.
All right, we're done with two. Tuukka Rask and Jimmy Howard are doing a job. There's no score. Going to the third period in Boston. It's not like we're not updating you. There's just nothing to update except keep saying 0-0. Round one, game one for the Wings in Boston. This is what you kind of wanted if you're a Wings fan, just to keep it tight. First game on the road. Try to get to, God, if you could sneak one of those out of there before, yeah. Come back to play the game Sunday. Come back Tuesday and Thursday at Joe Louis. Could be something happening there. You never look at even Rob's thinking, hey, you're stopping all those big guns from scoring for the Bruins. Angels lead the Tigers 8-1 now in the fifth. Bottom of the fifth at that. Jared Weaver still on the mound. Howie Kendrick has not one but two home runs tonight. It's only his first two of the season. And that's where it stands. 7-run Angel lead in the first of three between these two at Comerica. College baseball in West Lafayette, Indiana. It's a 6-6 game now. Michigan and Purdue in the eighth inning. Indiana is blowing out the Spartans 6-0 in the seventh inning at Bloomington. Local scores first. Sportsnet with Parker the Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Other Cup playoffs, round one, game two. Canadians still lead the Lightning late second, 2-0. Stars and Ducks go at 10. Anaheim leads that series 1-0. Other baseball, American League. Cleveland over Toronto, 2-1 in the sixth. Carlos Santana, just a black magic woman. First home run of the season.
What does his race have to do with
it? Every time I see his name, I got to sing some Carlos Santana tune. Baltimore over Boston, 6-2 in the fifth. Yankees over Tampa, 4-2 sixth. Texas leads the White Sox now 4-0 in the third. Prince Fielder has a walk tonight. No score, Minnesota, Kansas City in the third. Look at Rob shaking his head. Prince has a walk. Houston at Oakland at 10:05. I know. You better do that when he starts hitting homers, buddy. When Prince starts going crazy. National League, Cincinnati over the Cubs, 4-1. That's a final from this afternoon. Nationals lead the Cardinals now 3-1 in the eighth. Brewers over the Pirates 5-2 in the seventh at PNC. Still a no-no going for Aaron Harang in the seventh inning. It's starting to get serious now. Atlanta and the Mets. Aaron Harang is doing this for Atlanta tonight. It's 1-0 Braves, and Harang is not allowed a hit into the seventh inning at Citi Field. When's the last time the Mets got no hit, Rob? Probably was recent. It could have been yesterday. I wouldn't have remembered. You don't have any idea? Well, Atlanta's doing the job right now, and Aaron Harang is on the mound with allowing nothing so far to New York. No score, Philadelphia, Colorado on the first at Coors. Two others start after 10-10. One interleague series, Miami leads Seattle 4-3 now in the sixth. PGA Tour Heritage Round 2 at Hilton Head. Rain suspended this earlier today. In the clubhouse with the lead is KJ Choi after a 67. He's 5-under. That's a one-shot lead on Robert Allenby, but he's still on the course for his second round. Luke Donald and three others at -3. Bunch of the old guys already finished. Davis Love, the third, finished with an 80, +8, so he's gone. He gone. Tom Watson, a 73, was better than his first round, +6. He gone. Nick Faldo, still only on 4, so he's got to suffer. He's +9. He'll finish his second round tomorrow. And the NBA playoffs start tomorrow with 4 games. That's your sports wrap, presented by Sporty Cuts. 248-848-1130. Here we are on a Friday night. Easter Sunday, and Rob's got his dander going. And maybe for
that's
good cause.
That's not dander, that's dandruff.
Well, then use some heads and shoulders and be done. All right, here's the situation. Adam Silver made a big deal about this. This would be in time for the 2016 draft, only because they can't get the Players Association together because they have no leader.
Right. Billy Hunter, improprieties, he got put
that
out.
That was February of 13, right. And they're only looking now for that guy to replace Billy Hunter as the Prez or the leader of the
union,
NBAPA.
Right, union chief, right.
Adam Silver says raising the age to get into the league via the draft is a priority. Right now it stands at 19. He wants it at 20. And let me just tell you quickly, Jabari Parker, who came out from Duke yesterday, would not be allowed to enter the draft.
Just racking the Tigers.
Dude, okay,
around
it's a,
all right,
it's a blowout.
Go ahead.
Tigers are just getting blown out. Rodney Hood, I have to check Rodney Hood's age. He's joining him from Duke, by the way. And, you know, and let me just say this. Here's why Mike Krzyzewski loves this, why he's not crying the blues, because he's losing players. You want to know why, Rob? Ask me why.
Why?
Three names. Here's what he's got coming in. The number one recruit in the country, Jahlil Okafor. The number five recruit in the country, Tyus Jones. And the number 15 recruit in the country, Justice Winslow.
Well, but what happened?
He
you
did
know
his
what
work
happened?
And brought his people in.
But he also, he's adapted to the system. He fought it, Mark. You can't fight it. Tom Izzo fought it for a long time. If you want to win, even Coach K understands, if you want to win, Mark, you got to bring those kids
in. Rob, think about it, though. The reason to not want him is laziness.
Right.
Hey, if I keep Jabari Parker for 4 years, I don't got
to
do anything.
I don't have to recruit.
Every fourth year, I got to find a guy, a stud.
Right.
Big whoop.
Nope, not anymore.
It's every year they got to get their asses on the recruiting trail.
And find the next
guy.
And
find Okafor or Jones or Winslow. And some of these guys won't do it. So instead of, like you said, fighting Jabari Parker going or Rodney Hood going to the NBA, he just says, guys, God bless you.
God bless you. Good
luck.
I
got three that'll replace you.
Right. Nope doubt.
I don't rebuild. I reload.
248-848-1130.
Here's what's going to piss you off. As he's saying this, as Adam Silver wants to up it, and that means Parker and Gary Harris would not be allowed in this year's draft if the age was 20. I'm just giving you two guys right there. Today, Louisville, the University of Louisville, signed a $40 million deal with Adidas.
Unbelievable. One school. Adidas gives up $40 million.
That's on top of giving you the stuff.
Right. And right, for just to wear the stuff. Right.
$40 million. Now, how much of that's going to the players?
But they get a scholarship. They get free schools. I wish I could get a free scholarship to school.
Because I'm too lazy to have done what they did.
So I didn't put in the work, but I want to go to school for free.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop it with all that. It's amateur sports. They should be happy just to be in college and go rah-rah, please. Big money made off their backs.
If you want to make it, Mark Hollis, Michigan State's very own. This was his thing. Listen to this. It's a sad day if college athletes become employees.
It's not a sad day.
Now, you know Mark Hollis is my boy, right?
Right.
I'm taking him to school here. Mark. Dude, you were the basketball manager one time in your life. You got me You got me a free George Papadakis jersey. I need a Ford.
Ford.
Please. I forget it. We'll do it live. That's all I can say. But Mark Hollis,
do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Just, okay. I think it's the peeps. I think it's he's having some Easter peeps. This is a guy who's risen the ranks all the way up to incredible.
Yeah, now he's
athletic
director. Now he's making big money, and now he doesn't.
He was always
remember.
A player's guy.
Right? No, those guys. Once you get into that thing, they don't care, Mark. They really don't. I can't believe I'm the only one that's upset with this, and don't see it for what it is.
What happened now?
Moonshot.
Oh. Pujols. It was a Pujols?
That's number
497.
Five. That's number five. He might get to 500 this weekend.
Tonight.
Stop. The way they're going out.
He's now three away from 500. Albert Pujols has just jacked
look
a three-run.
Look at Brad Ausmus. Doesn't look too
well,
happy
Well, this
tonight.
Is his first blowout.
Blowout.
This is his first blowout.
They got blown out.
Got blown out tonight. Unless they come back, still got innings. But
11-1, they're not coming back.
And so Albert Pujols has just hit his, I think, fifth of the year. And number 497 of his great career. KC, you're on Sports Night with Parker. Man, what's happening, KC?
Hey, happy Good Friday, guys.
How are you?
Good, good. You heard a new thing, right?
What's the new thing?
Jesus saves and Nyquist scores on the rebound.
Did you just score?
No.
No, they're still going. And, I mean, they haven't played, started
the
third yet.
Right, I was going to say it's intermission, right. Mm. All right, so what do you got, KC?
But, Casey, that's the old Esposito line. The old line used to be Jesus saves and
Esposito scores.
For Phil
right.
Esposito right. scores in the rebound.
Hey, Gretzky, you know.
But yeah, they've used it over the years.
Now.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just rehashing it, you know.
God bless you.
And, Mark, you're talking about Mark Hollis. Yeah, he is. He's not too big for his britches. He's a common man. He even has time to tweet with Trey Burke.
Well, is he tweeting with him right now? In a matter of fact,
before he was a professional.
Oh, I got you.
He got in all that trouble.
Yes, I know that part. I thought maybe he was still doing it.
Yeah, no.
There might be a little love affair between Mark Hollis and Trey Burke going on.
Yeah, more than Joe Dumars, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So he's got to get a new job, unfortunately, for Joe. You know, Rob, it's a feckless argument to throw the race card in.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Casey. No,
okay.
It's not. Go ahead. I'll hear your point, but it's
okay.
Not. Because if you could show where they did that in every sport, I'd buy it. There's only two sports they do it in.
And you know why they do it? Because of basketball and football, because it's the money that's bet on it. The owners, the gamblers, the bettors want control of odds.
No, that's not the reason. It's not the reason. And I'm going to tell you, KC, you could throw that out there because it doesn't matter what kids. They don't care what kids. If those kids leave and other kids come, they still have their basketball games to bet on. So how does that change them stopping those kids from going? What? That doesn't make any sense.
They want to control the commodity, and there's age limits in.
But it has nothing to do with gambling. I get it why the universities want to control it. They want to make as much money off those kids' backs as possible for free.
And for every Maurice Claret and Mike Williams, there's a Tim Tebow and a Johnny Manziel that is being held back as well. So it's black and white, but it comes down to green. And you know that, Rob.
No. I'm telling you the same reason, KC. I'll give you a better example. You ready?
Okay.
First league to have a salary cap was which league?
That was probably.
No, it's not probably.
Basketball.
It's the NBA, okay?
Right.
And the second league was what?
It was the NFL.
And the NHL missed the whole season, and the players held out the whole year before they finally, the game was in dire straits. And baseball still hasn't accepted one. And that's the reason. It's always about who we can control the most. And you know the difference between black and white? I'm going to be honest with you. The difference between black and white when it comes to sports is that black people say they just feel fortunate or lucky to be making that money playing a game, where white guys, you know what they say? We've earned this right. And we'll fight to make sure that we get what we deserve, and that's the difference. And that's why black people have been taken advantage of when it comes to salary caps. Salary caps are un-American. It's not the free market system. It's not.
Okay, but the NHL, granted, it's all white, but you can control them. What do they want? They want fat chicks and beer.
No, KC, I
love Chris Rock. It's all white.
KC,
so it's all right.
KC, I'm not, whatever you want to say, I'm not bringing that up just for the hell of it. I'm telling you, there's a different way, the way people look at it when it comes to these deals and when it comes to money. And I'm telling you, black people have been taken advantage of because nowhere else in America, this free market system that people would fight for, KC, you're worth what someone's willing to pay you, except if you play in the NBA and the NFL.
Absolutely. But what other age restrictions in life are? I know we have to separate sports and real life at times, but is it racial that you've got to be 25 to rent a car? I mean, I love my dad, but he was an alcoholic. Did I have to wait till I was 21 to become an alcoholic?
No, but KC.
I'm not so sure it isn't at the rental car thing with 25. I'm not so sure
right.
It isn't.
Right, KC, they're saying that people who are over 25 don't get into car accidents? Come on. I mean, it's probably.
I'm saying if your dream is to live to be a truck driver, you can't be a truck driver till you're 21. Federally regulated. You have to wait on your dream.
KC, no, you don't. KC, we have all the examples. Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett. I could go through the list. If you're good enough, KC, you could be a doctor at 19. If you go to college when you're – right? You could be a doctor. You know why?
17. Sure.
Because you're smart.
Right, because you're the market is not paying unbelievable amounts because it's not separated like sports and real life.
And the only thing that's wrong with your argument about the truck driver thing, KC, is – you can find other jobs where driving is involved.
Exactly.
There is no other job involved where you can make money playing basketball unless it's in another.
On a professional level, and there's no.
There's other driving things that don't have the same restrictions as some truck driving.
And KC, please tell me, why is the onus on the players and not the executives? I keep hearing the same thing. The players aren't ready. They're not developed. So why are they drafting them, KC? Why would you hire somebody who's not ready to do the job? Please tell me that.
Well, that's the whole Spencer Hayward deal, because he got the age limit reduced because they had an actual, age limit. Yes, it is. Anyhow, so well, how come baseball isn't, regulated? How come the blacks haven't gone into, that area where, they could dominate? And there is no salary cap. So where's your numbers to support that?
I don't know what that meant. What was he talking about?
I don't know. But Curt Flood was the first guy that fought it in the game of baseball.
Of course. More, it does. Guys get drafted out of high school.
And basically open the door for white guys.
And they go to the minor leagues, Mark, right? And they get a job. All right? It might not be making milk, but they get a job, right? They're 18 years old.
That's what I said about the truck driving thing. There are other jobs you can get where if you just want to drive, it doesn't have to be a semi. But if I say I want to go into basketball or football as a career, I can't go do other basketball or football things to make a living and then wait to come in when I feel like it.
I don't care what anybody
Rob, said. I was making money in the media when I was 15 years old.
Of course you were, Mark.
I was pulling in $10 for my little tapes, or I wrote a little article for the Northbrook News Reader, and no one stopped me and said, hey, you're 15.
There's no other I don't know why people don't get it. Mark, what is this country built on? I'm sorry.
Got to take it down to its brass tacks.
What is this country built on? Is it a free market system?
But why do we always go backwards on the rules?
I just don't get it.
We had it. LeBron James is currently playing. Is he playing in the NBA?
Yes.
What college did he go to?
He didn't go to college. Instead of, they always look at the example of, they're not ready. Well, LeBron was ready. He came out of high school. You know who you pick, Mark? Kids who are prodigies, who are very good at young ages. Those are the kids who get to go to the NBA. Not every kid's going to go.
Casey, all I'll say to you is today Louisville signed a $40 million deal, and we got to tell a kid, you got one more year. You got Gary Harris, sorry, you have to go back to MSU for a third year. Can't be in our draft. Sorry. And Gary, even if you don't want to, that's not your choice. Sorry.
If the union sell these kids out, Mark, I will be livid.
I think it's brutal. I've held the flag for both Corleone Young, who never made it in a minute in the NBA, and I've held the flag for Amir Johnson, who took a good 4 or 5 years, and now he's pretty much a stud in the National Basketball Association. Talk more about this. We got a sports wrap coming up in a little while. We'll get you caught up in everything, but the Wings and Bruins are getting ready for third period action, and the Tigers are just getting blowed out. They're just blowed out. Was it 11-1 still? 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Happy Easter weekend. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Just watching the Tiger game, they showed that statistic. And at their 31st birthday, which Miggy turns happy birthday to Miggy, he and Henry Aaron, not close, had the exact same batting average, the exact same number of homers, and the exact same number of RBI. I think it was 366, 796, and a 320 batting average. Exactly the same on their 31st birthday. That is too freaky for me. I can't take it. You numerologists, you do what you want with that. And here's a guy that's compared favorably to one of the greatest, if not the greatest, right-handed hitter in the history of the game, in Henry Aaron. And they have exactly the same numbers. I don't know if I can continue. We've got a half an hour. I'm just going to keep saying that over and over. I know what I'll separate it with. Do you or anyone you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for? If so, you know who I'm talking to, need to contact United Credit.
That's right, Mark. United Credit is a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees and even a higher auto insurance rates.
Oh, that's right, Rob. And let me tell you something. With 10 years experience, over 10 years, that's a decade, they've got an A-plus rating with the BB. That's the Better Business Bureau. And they've achieved great results for thousands of very satisfied clients.
That's right. Let them help you, Mark. Restore your score.
Restore the score.
That's right. And get the credit you deserve. Mark, let me tell you. You can pick up the phone right now, 24 hours a day. You don't have to delay this until Monday. Call them, 877-274-7654.
I was looking right at the camera, those people that are watching us on ParkerTheMan.com. That's 877-274-7654. It's United Credit.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, you, right there.
Go get United credited.
Still nothing doing. Wings and Bruins, 14:43 to play in regulation.
I got
to
say, the Wings are winning. If you're in Boston and you haven't given up any goals, you're winning.
When you're the leading scorer, now it's a dichotomy because they also don't give up anything.
Right, but if the Wings get one, you could win and look, steal one in Boston.
Any goalie can stand on his, you know, the old standing on his head, you know, the old
cliche.
Stand on his head. Jimmy Howard can stand. We've seen Jimmy Howard stand on his head. But Tuukka Rask, it doesn't get much better than that. So, you know, and before him, the Timmy Thomas, who won their cup a couple years ago, stood on his head, you know, hasn't since, but he does. Just like last year, Crawford. Stood on his head.
Yeah, okay.
They all stand on their head to win it. You got, what was it, L.A. when Quick or whatever stood on his head?
Did Mike Vernon stand on his head?
Mike Vernon stood on his head, baby.
Okay, right.
Physically stood on his head, Vernie did, to win you a cup in 1997. And the Canadians are blowing out the Lightning tonight, 4-0 right now. We got a sports wrap coming up in a bit in sports wrap time. But let me just tell you where I stand real quick on this. Because I want people to understand, you know, and I don't get why they don't. Okay. LeBron James was drafted the same year Darko, your buddy Darko, and Carmelo Anthony, and Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh were all drafted. Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, and LeBron have done much better than Darko. If you put their numbers together, they're better than Darko, especially if you put them together. I'm being funny, obviously. But the point is that Darko and LeBron would not have been able to play. They would not have come into the league. You would not have seen the greatness of LeBron till later. And the terribleness of Darko till later. Now, when they were drafting them, these two fine people, Cleveland said, well, this is an obvious pick. We're taking the kid out of high school who lives right in our area. And the number two pick, well, we didn't have a guy. Joe says, I don't have a guy in my area. I see college players, see Carmelo Anthony at Syracuse, see Dwayne Wade at Marquette. Where the hell did Chris Bosh go? I don't remember anymore. Rob, where'd he go?
I don't remember.
Georgia, where did Chris Bosh?
Was it?
EP.
He got it on the screen.
Georgia Tech, right? Yeah, so I thought it was G-Tech. Okay. I don't know why it lost me like that. They decided, so I you know, it could have picked anybody. I mean, there was no affiliation Joe had with Syracuse or Georgia Tech or Marquette. I don't know in exact science. I'm not getting into about the Darko thing. The point is that the top two players picked, this wasn't 1,000 years ago. This wasn't in Methuselah times. The Phoenix didn't rise from the ashes. It's in this century. Would not have been allowed to be in the draft. In fact, they would have had to wait 2 more years. LeBron James would have had no choice but to go to Ohio State or wherever he was targeted for. He would have had to go to college.
And you shouldn't hold back prodigies. That's the other part that I don't know why people are prodigies, Mark, in certain things, right? God-given talent. For you to excel younger than other people who have to put in a lot more work and more time, you don't hold those people back.
Look, people tell me all the time, I can't believe you worked at a top 15 market in the country. You're 22 years old. And I take it for granted. I just take it as I don't know.
What? Who are you? A staff writer at the New York Daily News
at the time. We always use our own examples.
The largest paper in the country. Nobody said, what are you doing working at the Daily News? You're only 21 or 22.
We
got
to put a rule down.
You got to be 30 years old to be working at the biggest paper in the country.
All right, write it down, 30 years old.
You know what they said? No, they wanted me. I worked harder than everybody.
What would happen if your boss made that rule after you got there? What would they have done?
Right. What would they have done?
Legal action.
Right. Of course.
By the way, in college, I had an agent. Nobody stopped me from having an agent.
Of course not.
I had an agent for television stuff when I was in I had not graduated yet and had an agent. I don't want to tell you his name because he went to the Hooskow, but I had an agent. I had an agent. Back then, I've had 6 of them. But if you want to go, see, I believe like someone, when Casey mentioned Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel, if he wants an agent, should have one in life. Why should a kid have to go through it with his parents?
Why? It doesn't even make sense.
Never makes sense. Why would you hold back a kid from having a person that can help him through the hard times?
It just doesn't even make sense. And then the way
if stuff is illegal that they do, they'll be nabbed.
And the stuff that they do to penalize the kids, Mark, you know, like, oh, if you pick an agent, you can't come back to college.
Can't come back.
What is that? Why
you're
are you
not coming? You're not coming back.
That's what they do.
Do you see my face? I'm doing the thing. You got an agent. You're not coming back here. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds picayune and childish, and nitpicky and penny ante and nickel and dime.
It's
but
bad.
Guess what? At the University of Louisville today, Adidas came by and said, here's 40 large.
Nobody came in and said, oh, wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. No, we should have
This is academics.
Right. This is amateur sports. $40 million.
$40 million is not amateur sports. Yeah. How about that $8 billion television contract with CBS? I thought this was amateur. Rob, you always say it best. Open up the doors. Let everybody with their student ID. Maybe pay a buck.
Mark, when I went to Division II Southern Connecticut, that's how we went to the games.
Got to keep the we got to pay the bill somehow.
Right. But you're a student. I paid my school dues. Right. You know when you pay your tuition as a school dues.
Right.
You pay that.
Only the money that takes care of the programs.
Turn
the
lights on, right? No profit, not for profit.
Mark Hollis listening. Dave Brandon, what do you think? Well, are you in? Mary Sue Coleman, Luana Simon, you in? No. Play the crickets now, because that's exactly what that would be.
They wouldn't be in.
Now I'm getting heated, and it's Easter weekend. Got a sports wrap coming up next. 248-848-1130. Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.